prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday. The first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for Science for Humans. And today's topic is one that everyone has been asking for, to leverage all of Dr. Jeff's information as a professional bodybuilder on the best way to lose the maximum amount of body fat without sacrificing muscle. Types of techniques were developed back in the day when Dr. Jeff was at Muscle Beach in California, and really are simply passed on from generation to generation to bodybuilder. You're going to hear it today. So even if you're not a bodybuilder, you're going to learn how to take advantage of this. Then we're going to be joined by Eyal. I got to get his name right. I'm sorry about this. I should have looked at it ahead of time. We're going to be joined by Eyal, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Eyal. Let's see here. Where did it go? I'm sorry about this. Yanilov, all the way from Israel to talk about Krav Maga for both fitness and self-defense. Don't forget, the Secret Word Contest is still in full effect. This Friday, we announced two lucky winners. Each will receive a free massage from Massage Envy Spa and Salon here in the United States. I'm sorry the international listeners have to sit this one out, but we have a great, great Secret Word Contest for next week, so don't feel bad.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
Fantastic, fantastic. So this is really an exciting show today because everybody wants to know how to maximize body fat loss. And definitely a very important aspect of that is not sacrificing muscle. Even if you're not an athlete, maintaining muscle mass is critical to health and longevity. And this is something that you learned how to do very early on when you were a bodybuilder, stepping on stage completely ripped and hypermuscular, right?
Absolutely, you know, and this is something that I learned by trial and error. And, you know, this is really the secret to everything. You know, if people would understand, you know, how to lose body fat, they would never have to go on a fad diet. They never have to use all these diet, classes and meals and things. I mean, it really is simple.
So that's an interesting point. So it doesn't take any type of fad dieting to lose body fat, huh?
Absolutely not. You know, I mean, I think we got to look at whether we're athletes or we just want to be healthy. You know, it's all about changing and adapting your lifestyle. You know, if you want to drink a 12-pack of beer a day, you know, you're probably going to get fat, you know. But again, it's about just being more healthy. But no, there's no fads. There's nothing difficult. It really is easy. You know, it's not as difficult as what people think it is.
So
it just doesn't happen overnight.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I have to ask you this one important question because this is a discussion that's finally sinking into the mainstream. I heard about this on the news just today, which is great considering we're covering this topic. And that is a calorie or different macronutrients affect the body differently?
You know, I'm still from the old school that a calorie is a calorie. And I know since then everyone has some new theory. But at the end of the day, you know, the way your body burns fuel, it really doesn't care where its fuel source comes from.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about diet then for that purpose. Talk to me about how diet affects body fat loss but maintenance of muscle.
So when we talk about diet, we gotta define diet. Diet is not I'm going to go on a diet like most people when they hear the D word, they're thinking of, you know, Nutrisystem, some type of a diet. Diet is just what you are ingesting. It's your diet for your day. So I go by 3,500 calories. You know, 3,500 calories to gain a pound, 3,500 calories to lose a pound. So we first got to take a look at, you know, what is coming in. Remember, the higher the quality, meaning the cleaner the food, the higher the quality of muscle. So the first thing that we got to look at, and again, I'm going to talk more from, you know, an athletic bodybuilding side than just from a general standpoint, but you got to look at those high saturated fat proteins. So, you know, McDonald's fried fish sandwich is not fish. You know, it probably was fish sometime, but whatever they did to it, I've never seen a square fish.
That's funny.
So when I'm talking about cleaner foods, I'm talking about unprocessed. I'm talking about, you know, good, lean, you know, red meat. I'm talking about your chicken. And we don't need to get so particular that in my day, we only ate chicken breasts. We didn't eat the dark meat. You know, that little bit of fat is not going to hurt you. We have learned over the years. You know, turkey, most all fish. And again, back when I was training, it was only light-colored fish, the white fish. We didn't eat the salmon and types of fish that were dark because of the fat content. We now know that those are good, healthy
fat.
Right, but it's how you prepare it. You know, if you deep fat fry it, you just ruin the protein source. So again, being cleaner means, you know, baking, grilling, broiling your food. A lot of people say, well, geez, it doesn't taste good. Yes, it does. You know, you need to learn how to cook. If you want to adjust your diet, you got to learn how to cook. There are lots of seasonings and recipes that you could use to make your protein tasty. The second thing is, you know, the carbohydrate choices. I see so many people, when I take a look at their diets, they include French fries. Okay, again, you know, French fries start out as a potato, which is very healthy, but it's what you do to it. So again, you know, you don't need to deep fry everything, especially if you're trying to lose body fat and maintain muscle. So again, you got to look at clean sources, you know, your pastas, your rice, your baked potatoes, your yams. Good whole grain breads. Somebody last night at Yellowstone Christian College training asked me, was there such a big deal between white rice and brown rice? And I said, you know, from a diet standpoint, no. You know, from a nutritional standpoint, yeah, you know, brown rice has more of the vitamins and minerals, but as far as the starch, your body doesn't know the difference. And then I still, you know, recommend monitoring your fats. And again, you know, even if you're going to use healthy fats, I saw a guy not too long ago drinking a bottle of olive oil, and he was trying to get enough fats in his diet. And I said, that's crazy. You know, use it sparingly in your cooking, but don't add it as an added fat. You know, get rid of butters, you know, things of that nature. If you like milk, you know, again, I recommend going to non-fat milk or 1% milk. Anywhere that you can cut back on those saturated fats, you know, not cut out, but just cut back, that's going to put you in a good place to start building muscle.
So when we talk about clean foods, what you're really talking about are foods that have minimal processing, and that's really where the real issue of clean and let's say, dirty foods are, right?
Absolutely. You know, and again, lunch meats, you know, I mean, there's so many places that actually take a real turkey breast and make, you know, lunch meats out of them. I know we have them here. Whole Foods has them. Does it cost a little bit more? Yeah, but again, you know, the higher quality of the food, the higher the quality of the muscle. So again, don't skimp, you know, if you're trying to build muscle. You know, sausages and anything processed. And I didn't even talk about sugar. I mean, I think sugar should just be thrown out. You know, sugar is not good for athletes. And that doesn't mean that, you know, if you have a cheat day, it's okay to do things. But don't make sugar, you know, a daily part. You know, don't eat, you know, Fruit Loop cereal and add sugar. And I'm talking about just good old white sugar, you know, to your diet. You know, those are the types of things that you really want to eliminate. Because, again, you know, if we're taking in too many calories, and especially if they're bad calories, your body's going to store them as fat, you know, if you aren't burning them up on the backside.
What about training, Dr. Jeff? Does the training have to change when you're looking to lean out?
You know, it depends on what type of physique that you are looking to build. You know, if you're a bodybuilder, your training should not change at all. You know, because, again, most bodybuilders are doing higher reps. You know, you're doing 10 to 15 reps. And I always encourage bodybuilders, you know, don't get to your contest prep and then all of a sudden start doing lightweight and high reps. You know, you work so long to build that muscle, you should be getting stronger all the way to the contest because you should be putting on muscle. So you shouldn't change your training at all. You know, except you might want to, you know, you're going to do more abs and things of that nature that you don't normally do in the off season. But again, your training should stay the same.
If you're a strength athlete, cutting presents some challenges in strength, I would imagine.
You know, a little bit, but this is where, you know, the other bad word, you know, we used to call it aerobics in the old days. Now they call it cardio, and that's not even a good word. But, you know, again, let's look at expending calories. That's where the real secret comes in. You know, you can continue to lower your caloric intake, and you will lose weight. But the problem is you aren't going to maintain that muscle. In order to maintain muscle, you've got to get in enough calories. You've got to get in enough protein to keep your body fueled. So this is something that I learned as a bodybuilder was let me not worry about cutting my calories so much. Let me go out and expend more calories.
Uh-huh.
And I know a lot of guys and gals still today are afraid. You know, there's some misconception that, you know, walking on the treadmill or bike or running is going to burn muscle. You aren't going to burn muscle as long as you are fueling your muscle with enough protein and you have enough calories coming in. It's almost impossible. Your body will burn muscle, and you can burn muscle, but not if you're fueling properly. You know, 1.5 grams of protein per pound of body weight, you know, and there's some supplements we'll talk about, but don't be afraid of cardio. I see so many of these local people that are so afraid of cardio, and when I finally get them on a program, Carl, where they're doing cardio, they're coming in 15, 20 pounds heavier, and they're, you know, 6, 7, 8% less body fat, and they're like, wow, this was easy.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. So there's a phenomenon understood amongst those who focus on getting athletes ready for bodybuilding competitions, and it's called fed state. So we know that when the body is being given enough calories, it's less reluctant to let go of body fat. We have to look at this from an evolutionary perspective. When we do this, it makes sense. If you're starving yourself, fat is a necessity. The body interprets starvation as a stress. The body interprets that stress as an oncoming famine. So the body decides to try to manufacture as much body fat and maintain as much body fat because it believes it's going to come into a period of inability to obtain food. And so this function of the body does two things. It lowers metabolism, or the body's utilization of energy, while upregulating the storage and maintenance of body fat, so that in the instance of the inability to find food, the body will last longer. This is something that is imprinted into us, into our DNA, and one of our evolutionary gifts. So what you're saying makes perfect sense. In order to let the body give up more fat and maintain more muscle, because remember, the body looks at muscle as optional because the muscle burns calories. So in this equation of down-regulating metabolism, not only does the thyroid become suppressed, but the body goes, we need to get rid of all this muscle that's demanding calories because we don't have enough food, apparently. So
yes,
when you start to eat more frequently too, the body goes, we are in abundance. We don't need to store fat, and we don't have to worry about keeping all this muscle either, because there's no threat that it's going to force us into a situation of dire straits, because we have abundance around us. So what you're saying makes perfect sense from an evolutionary perspective, and in my humble opinion is where people get it wrong when they diet too strictly. and reduce calories too much, and then they want to do more cardio because they're not seeing the results they want. And the reason they're not seeing the results is the body is trying to protect itself because it perceives this famine state coming on.
Let me tell you what I did. My first California bodybuilding show was the Los Angeles Bodybuilding Championships. I don't know, it was probably 1982. And I had gone up to 270 pounds in the first 6 weeks of my pre-contest, and I had 6 weeks to the show. So I then went on a very strict diet because this was kind of what I thought everyone was doing. And literally, I was taking in about 1,100 calories a day.
Oh,
and
God.
I went from 270, I weighed in at the show at around 202. Now, was I shredded? Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was beyond shredded. But I lost probably 25 pounds or so of muscle. I did no cardio because, again, you know, I came from Ohio. We didn't do cardio. My second show, what I realized is my metabolism was so messed up that I had to actually force myself to eat more food during the off season. And I had to learn how to eat smaller meals and not eat, you know, three big meals. And again, that's one of the secrets is you got to space your food out. If you eat smaller meals, you won't want to hoard because like you're saying, Carl, you know, just the way we're inbred, if we go too long and we get to a meal, we overeat because your body, your brain is saying, man, I don't know when my next meal is coming. So if you don't have a consistent meal, you will overeat. But if you eat every 2.5 to 3 hours, your brain says, hey, this is enough. I'm going to be eating again shortly. So you really don't want to overeat. And as an athlete, you learn to eat for what that food is doing versus always taste. But it, like I said, it really is easy. It's a matter of just if you want to lose body fat, you got to eat more food. But then we go over here and we're going to start expending it.
All right, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to stay with this for a moment longer. I also want to talk about supplements that help to tip the balances on body fat loss and maintenance of muscle. We're talking today with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini. We're exploiting his knowledge of physical perfection, which is something he achieved regularly as a professional bodybuilder. Now as a scientist, he looks back at what he did, and he understands why it worked. And he's giving you these secrets here on Science for Humans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com. And click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutraCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
At the starting of the week, at Summit Talks, you'll hear the...
Welcome back to Science for Humans. With my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're talking about how to lose body fat and maintain muscle at the same time. This is a critical distinction between fad diets and truly healthy diets, in my humble opinion. So, a couple things I want to recap on. Meal frequency and eating enough food. So, eating often enough and eating enough food is key to losing body fat. This is completely counterintuitive, and this is something that women have the hardest time getting, because what most women say when they get up on the scale is, that's it, I'm not going to eat anymore. I'm not eating anymore, which is exactly the opposite thing you want to do, because then your body will do nothing but store and maintain body fat. Is that a true statement for women, Dr. Jeff?
That is. Throw the scale out. You know, the scale is probably the enemy to getting in shape. You know, it's about how you look in the mirror. You know, the mirror doesn't lie. The scale can be dishonest, because depending on when you weigh yourself, you know, will depend on how much you're going to weigh. And a lot of times, you know, women will weigh themselves 3, 4, 5 times during the day. They'll weigh themselves in the morning and be one weight. And then by midday or evening, they gain weight, so they go, oh, I'm not going to eat because I gain weight.
Right.
Well, you're always going to gain water weight during the day. You can't gain fat in one day. It's impossible.
So what about supplements? Are there supplements that help tilt the scale, no pun intended, in favor of greater body fat loss and greater muscle maintenance?
Yeah, I think we got to look at, you know, it's very difficult for most people to eat, you know, 6 or 7 meals a day. When I was doing it for a living, that's all I did was I was cooking food and eating, and wherever I went, you know, I had to have food with me. That's one of the benefits now of protein. You know, I produce something called NF Pro, very high quality. Don't use, you know, cheap protein powders, because most of them are cut with sugar or some amino acid. But again, you know, that enables you to get a meal in without having to prep or cook. So if you're working like most people, you know, you can eat a good breakfast, egg whites, you know, oatmeal, and then around that 9 o'clock, have a protein drink. And then you eat again around, you know, your noonish time, and then 2:30-ish, you have a protein drink. So protein is probably one of the first supplements that I always recommend. The second one is most of us have trouble, you know, digesting and assimilating our foods. Therefore, you got to get in a multivitamin. You know, VitaDrive is what I manufacture. Again, all these B vitamins help with the uptake of these proteins, carbs. And if you have been eating terrible for a long time, I would recommend a good probiotic, you know, kind of get that good bacteria back into play. And then from there, it, you know, again, it depends on, you know, where you're at. You know, Kraukelin studies have shown that, you know, getting your energy cycle working, you know, will help to decrease body fat. So I always like getting people on some Kraukelin. And that's kind of the base. I mean, you know, all the fad, you know, diet pills and things of that nature, you know, they're not bad, but they're not miracles. I would rather have you doing, you know, 30 minutes of cardio a day than depending on, you know, some diet pill. Now, they are good because they do help, you know, increase your metabolic rate. So there is a time and a way to use those. And the one that we make is called Lean Fix. But again, they're not a go-to. I just take this and I do nothing else.
So, if you, I would think Kraukelin would be a no-brainer if you're trying to maintain muscle mass and strength during the diet phase. But there are people out there who talk about creatine being eliminated during the diet phase. Is that because traditional creatine monohydrate makes you retain subcutaneous water and Kraukelin doesn't?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, too many bodybuilders and fitness gals, you know, they're looking to control their water intake, their salt intake too far out. That's unhealthy. You know, so who cares if you're holding some water during that pre-contest trial? You don't need to look good for your friends in the gym, you know, if you want to win the contest. So, yes, a lot of the conventional creatines and some of these Chinese creatines, they have so many contaminants that they do make you real bloaty and hold water. But most everyone I know, we use Kraukelin right up till about, you know, 3-4 days before the show, which is about the time you start cutting out any of your supplements.
Interesting. Are there any other last tips that you would give people as far as how long should they expect to diet?
Oop, I seem to be losing you there, Carl.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me okay, Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, you kind of cut out on me there.
What about how long should someone expect to diet for? I mean, it's not something you can do for just a couple weeks and expect to be ripped. How long should someone be prepared to diet for to reach that level of leanness, let's say, while maintaining muscle mass?
So if you're in the sport, you got to realize when I say bodybuilding, we're talking about physique, bikini, all of that is bodybuilding to me. There should be no off-season. You know, if you don't get excessively overweight and obese in the off-season, then it's much easier for you to get ready for a show. But I always say 16 weeks out is your contest prep time. You want to have plenty of time to get to where you're at so that you're not get down to the last 3 or 4 weeks and then you have to do something stupid because, again, you haven't lost enough body fat.
Okay.
And really, you know, you're not going to adjust your calories too much. If anything, you should be increasing them when you start your 16 weeks. It's just that you're going to be cutting things out. You know, when we get into that 16-week part, we start cutting out dairy products. We start minimizing some of the red meats and swapping them out for more, you know, chicken and turkey. And then the cardio. You know, you should be doing cardio all year long. Just because you're off-season, you know, keep that cardio up. And then at 16 weeks, we increase it. So I really like to kick the cardio in for the first 4 to 6 weeks to really get ahead of the game so that you're basically having fun, you know, the last 6-8 weeks you know, you're just maintaining a clean diet, you're getting lots of training, you know, you're posing, and you're basically getting ready for your show.
So there you go. Everybody who's listening to the show, here is the blueprint for body fat loss, maintaining muscle. So 20 weeks from this summer, get busy and apply this approach, right, Dr. Jeff?
Absolutely, and because, you know, everything is kind of individualized, you know, if you have additional questions, go to superhumanradio.com, look for Ask the Scientist, send me what you want. You know, I mean, I have diet plans, I have training plans, I've been posting some of those on my Facebook page, but, you know, if you don't see any of that and you need some help, send me an email. That's what I'm here for.
That's very generous of you, Dr. Jeff, and I know how busy you are to even offer that. So thank you so much, and thanks for today's advice.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Eyal. I want to pronounce his last name properly because for some reason I'm having a tongue twister. Yanilov. He's going to be joining us all the way from Israel. We're going to be talking about Krav Maga for fitness and self-defense. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Many of you may have heard of Krav Maga. Most of us don't know much about it. It's not only an amazing self-defense style or discipline, it's also a way to get into fantastic shape. My next guest is Eyal Yanilov, and you have to excuse us. We caught him actually en route to where he was going to do the interview from. So he is in the car, and if we have any problems with the cell phone, I'm sure that we'll have an opportunity to clear that up. How you doing, Eyal? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm doing great.
Good.
Bit of a traffic jam, except for these things that were...
Perfect. Just when we need a traffic jam, that worked out good. So,
exactly.
How long has Krav Maga been around? I only started hearing about it maybe 8-10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago, but it's been around a lot longer than that, right?
Yes, definitely. It was, it's around since the 1950s.
Okay.
So it started in the Israeli Defense Force, and from there went to the civil life in 1964.
So this was actually adapted, was this an adaptation of another form of self-defense by the Israelis, or was this something that was truly exclusively their entire origin?
Okay, so there were some things in the Israeli resistance, but you cannot say that it was really a total or a whole system. And Krav Maga was originated and designed by Iri Lichtenfeld, my teacher, and practically it's a unique system, definitely integrated and coherent. And since the 60s, it went into the civil life, and then since then it turned into a different type of line. Because originally in the military, you know, people need a very minor, very defined style, and the risks are different, the needs are different. Soldiers are with weapons usually, so of course there is a section of self-defense, but it's mainly about combat in war surroundings, mainly.
Okay.
Since the 60s, go ahead. Sorry.
What does the words Krav Maga mean?
So Krav is combat or fight, and Maga is contact. So something like contact combat.
Contact combat. Okay, I got that. That's good. Okay, so what makes Krav Maga so much different than many of the other self-defense approaches out there? Is it that it focuses on use of very, very effective movements without lots of wasted energy?
Yes, definitely. Well, and let's say when you look at the system, at least the way we do, you've got risks and you've got needs and you've got capabilities and limitations, etc. So CovMagov today, first of all, it's an integrated system. So everything is meshed up and connected. Different parts of the system are connected with different parts. So the self-defense and the third-party protection, the combat and the fighting, everything is integrated together with the training methods, the principles. That's one thing. Now, it's, everything's about life and death. So it's not about sport. And by the way, when you look at sports, when you look at boxing, when you look at judo, when you look at taekwondo, when you look at fencing or wrestling, these were all martial arts originally, but they went into the Olympics. So there are a lot of rules and a lot of can and can't do. If I could win a world title or a gold medal in the Olympics in boxing, or taekwondo with my Kermaga abilities, of course I'll do that. It's fame and checks. I cannot because we don't have this type of rules and we are working in completely, let's say, or rather completely different lines of thinking and needs. And what is illegal in boxing, like kicking the balls or kicking the knees, or what's illegal in judo, that's probably the first thing we will try to do. Because it will cause maximum harm to the enemy in time of need. And actually, enemy can be a criminal, can be a drunk person who's maybe not so dangerous, so it's not really an enemy, I mean, or an ex-boyfriend of girlfriend. So the needs are to disable the or to eliminate the abilities of the aggressor to continue. That's really the thing. And when you look at boxing, why you call it boxing? Because it's an internet box. And then, of course, they are much better than me in punching and certain type of body moves. But on the other hand, they don't have all the arsenal and all the needs and the multiple opponents and the ground and the knife, the stick, gun, submachine gun, whatever that we have to deal with when we are talking about self-defense or defending our dear one.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this properly, then these other self defense styles have been adapted into almost a sport style, which actually disarms them from the actual objective of Krav Maga. Which Krav Maga, the actual objective is to seriously hurt the opponent or kill the opponent, and it's not about takedown and kata and style and form. It's about applying the greatest amount of trauma and insult with the least amount of risk and energy available. So you're going to do things that other people would consider, hey, that's dirty fighting. There is no dirty fighting when you're trying to keep someone from killing you, right?
Definitely correct.
Okay.
You really put it very, very well. Much better than my English, for sure. But I would like to say something. Everything has to be legal, and that's very important. Not only from the legality, but also from the moral point of view. So we are not supposed to hurt people just like that. And so there's an issue about risk. And maybe I can go into this if you
let me. Well, what I'd like to do, I want to take a break. So
okay.
If we could take a break now, then when we come back, we could talk about this issue of risk, okay?
No worries.
Okay, yeah. So let's do this. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We're talking about Krav Maga, not only for self-defense, but also a way of actually becoming more fit, stronger, and so on. We're talking with Eyal Yanilov. He is in Israel. This is the unique defense style developed in Israel, and I'm very excited about talking about this. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Be Eating dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, the secret word contest is still in effect. When you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered. This week, we're giving away 2 massages, 1 to each of 2 winners from Massage Envy here in the United States. Unfortunately, our international listeners are sitting this one out, but we have a great secret word contest that will include our international listeners next week as well. Right now we're talking with Eyal Yanilov. We're talking about Krav Maga, the self-defense discipline, but also when you see individuals who practice Krav Maga, you also find individuals who are very dedicated to strength and conditioning, which is a great aspect of this. And I'll tell you something. I've spent a lot of time in Israel because I had a company that I worked with that was based in Tel Aviv. And I can tell you that the Israeli people are some of the fittest people I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how it is today. It's been a while since I've been there. Everybody there must serve at some period of time in the military. You're talking about people who really are not devotees of physical culture, but must be involved in physical culture just to survive. And it's a very, very different environment there. And I can understand why such a unique and expeditious style of self-defense has evolved within the architecture of that country. So you, when we were going into the break, Eyal, you were talking about risk, the aspect of risk and the development of Krav Maga. You want to pick it up there?
Yes. Basically, we need to look at the risks and the problems when we look at the appropriate solution. First of all, we would like to prevent, avoid, de-escalate violent confrontation. And most of violent confrontations that people have are on either domestic violence or some criminal level or some quarrel with a, you know, intoxicated person. So most people do not meet say terrorists, of course. Although it's becoming more in and more popular in the world, most people don't meet this.
Right.
In Israel, you know, the tourists that are coming here to our courses, and we do have different courses here for people outside the country, they are usually amazed from the streets, how quiet they are, and how, you know, girls are boys are walking quiet at midnight by themselves, even in the walls of Jerusalem. But when we look at again at risks, we need to see what really the problem is, because we cannot break the law. Let's say the way we educate people, okay, you have to terminate the ability of the aggressor or enemy to continue, but you don't just, you know, kick him 20 times in the head. If the judge asks you, why did you kick him 25 times in the head? You the only answer is, when I kicked him 24 times, I was still in danger, life-threatening situation. And many times that situation is not life-threatening. So what one can do? One needs to do, let's say, the maximum within the minimum. So the aggressor will not continue. So if the enemy has the tools, the ability, the intention, okay, you can act. If you have no other alternative, you should act. Because nobody will do it for you. You cannot call 911, hey, now somebody's stabbing me.
Right.
And, of course, the issue is it's a right now an immediate and substantial danger. Then we have to act. And by the way, the danger can be towards me or towards the person I'm with, you know, a friend, colleague, member of family, or whatever. So, if the level of danger is relatively low, you should have the appropriate solution. You cannot, you know, if somebody in Israel is touching you or poking you with a finger, it's an assault. But it doesn't mean that you have to act out of self-defense and you have to hit his head with a strong strike and then he falls down and then you kick his head. Of course, that's not the way to act. So we are trying to minimize the aggression. We are trying to minimize the violence. We are trying to solve the problem. If it's unsolvable, then naturally violence is the only solution. And now there's a good question, what really the situation is. And I'll explain something. In Krav Maga, we are in three directions and pillars. One direction is the self-defense. So I have to protect myself, I have to prevent from getting hurt, etc. The other section, by the way, here, it's about not to fight, how not to fight, how to prevent. The second thing is about combat and fighting. Now, if I'm going to combat and fight, not just war, but let's say, take war as an example, what do I need to do? Cause maximum damage in minimum time to the enemy. That's war. Of course, I would like to sustain minimum damage to me, but war is war. And I have to create the maximum damage in the shortest time. I don't want to fight 5 months if I can fight 5 seconds. And the last thing is third-party protection. And here, if any of the listeners have, and I'm sure many have a sister or brother or a kid or a father or mother, then you may think about even sacrificing yourself so your dear one will not get hurt. So it's not about how not to get hurt. It's about how that the other person will not get hurt. So it's a bit confusing. What should I do? Should I defend myself? Should I defend somebody else? Should they go to fight or not? It's a confusing. And the only way to look at it, at least the way we look at it, is to win. You need to win. And in reality, you need to win. And how? What does it mean to win? So the other person, the other, let's say, attacker, will lose. So they will not be able to continue. That's the whole idea.
So the reality is, the reality is that the objective of, and this is true of most martial arts, you know, there is a lowest, the greatest effect with the lowest effective dose, or another way to put it is you use what you need to stop the aggression, not necessarily responding to a minor insult with a major attack. A minor insult requires a minor resistance. A major insult requires a major resistance. So you have to always be coming from a position of, just because you think you could kill somebody doesn't mean that that is what this response requires. So you're always looking for the lowest effective dose to stop the aggression, right?
Very, very correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now let's talk more about Krav Maga training style for a moment. So lots of martial arts, especially those, karate, jiu-jitsu, well, maybe not so much jiu-jitsu, because that's more of a, what I would call a utility type, martial arts. But some of them, they require lots of work in, what is style and form. It's almost like an art form. And before you even start to learn the techniques of fending off an attack, it sounds to me like Krav Maga is something that you start learning right from the beginning how to defend yourself. Is that true?
Yes, definitely. So when you start a lesson as a beginner, or training as a beginner, when you enroll, the main idea is self-defense, first of all, then I said combat and fighting and third-party protection. But the idea is that whatever we do is about defeating an aggressor and saving yourself, preventing from harm. So from the very first thing. So the responses, the techniques are based on natural reaction. They are not natural reaction. They are based on natural reaction. The beginning of the technique is the beginning of a natural reaction. The training is integrated in a way that the attacks, the counterattacks, the defenses, are all presented in a way that will be easy to learn, easy to retain. And we don't want to do things difficult and complicated. The opposite. The easier it is, the better it is in many senses. Not all, but many senses. So when a person will start in, let's say, lesson number one, usually he will learn how to strike with open hand, because to close a fist and to strike with a punch is a bit difficult and takes more time, but strike with an open hand, a couple of elbows and knee, then release from, let's say, a choke, and defend a strike, like a swing, that can be with a knife in the hand or just a slap. That will be lesson number one. So lesson number one is dealing with the most common things in reality in the street.
So right from lesson number one, someone is learning how to defend themselves. They're not spending weeks and months trying to acquire different levels of proficiency in things that have nothing to do with ultimately defending yourself. And I like this. I like this a lot. Because let's face it, unless you're a teenager and plan on spending the next 15 years studying a form of martial arts that is going to develop certain styles from antiquity, you want to learn how to defend yourself today. You want to be able to go and say, look,
I learned something today that will fend off this type of an attack. I have the wherewithal to execute this. I'm ready for this. And as you add to your repertoire more diversity in the types of attacks that you can fend off, you just become better and better. I like Krav Maga for this reason. I want to talk about, I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about Krav Maga and Muay Thai for a second. Okay. The website to go to is krav-maga.com. It's krav-maga.com. If you want to learn more about this style of self-defense. And I got to tell you something. We all need self-defense today. Just look around. If you are one of those people who does not have a proficient, expedient way of responding to a situation, you will most likely be somebody who is mourned because you're gone. So this is all we talk about longevity on this show. There's nothing more longevity producing than being able to keep yourself from being killed. Stay tuned.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service.
To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts. If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Eyal Yanilov. The website is Krav Maga, Krav, K-R-A-V hyphen M-A-G-A .com. If you want to learn more about this style of self-defense, this is something, you know, everybody should have a little bit of this under their belt. I got to be honest with you. In this day and age, you will be called to defend yourself someday by some jerk or someone who truly wants to do you harm. And it's a sad, sad thing if you can't do it. Back in the old days, our parents, my father was a bruiser. He knew how to handle himself. He knew how to take a punch and throw a punch. But today, you know, it's frowned upon if you know how to defend yourself. So don't be a fool. So we see, Eyal, we see Muay Thai making its way into sports like the UFC, where efficiency of striking and compromising your opponent's ability to strike back. You know, Muay Thai delivers some terrible blows from above, from below, grappling styles and so on. Do we see see Krav Maga making it into the UFC now? I don't watch it much anymore, so I don't know. Are we seeing that infiltration with Krav Maga?
No, it's impossible. The founder of the system was really one of the first mixed martial artists, in a way. He was a champion in wrestling and boxing. He had a lot of experience in street violence, fighting fascist thugs in his hometown in Bratislava, in Slovakia. And then the military in Israel, the resistance in Israel. So the main thing was we need to cause the maximum harm. Way of striking, the way of kicking is rather similar. But there are things we will kick to the groin immediately as possible. We'll try to break the knee as near as possible if we're talking about dangerous type of situation. We will give headbutts when we can, when it's possible for us, when we can withstand the impact by ourselves. We will try to take eyes out. We will try to hit the back of the neck. We'll try to hit the windpipe very strongly, no choking, I mean, but with a strike, with an elbow strike or something like this. So this type of thinking is not possible in competition. It's not fair. It's not possible. We can't cause harm to a partner that we wish to, let's say, hug even in the end of the fight. Something that we do have in Krav Maga, and this may be useful for the mixed martial arts world competitions, is a tactics. We have different types of tactics that are integrated in the system, and they are related to fighting, because we do have tactics also for self-defense, also tactics for third-party protection. But for combat, the different fakes and feints and traps and that are divided to families, that are divided to different techniques that are representing them. So this may infiltrate, but Krav Maga is Krav Maga. Will not be able to go in because, again, we don't have the rules and the framework to be in this line.
Do you have I know that you're abroad. You're in Israel, but I know that you have Krav Maga instructors around the world. Do we have Krav Maga instructors that are affiliated with your group here in the United States?
Yes, we do have. So one can reach them through our website. KMG, Krav Maga Global, our organization, has ranches in over 60 countries. We have countries with, let's say, over 100 instructors, like in Europe, one state, one area. We have branches in Australia, the Middle East, Far East, USA, of course, South America, Latin America, and definitely in the U.S. we have both East, West Coast, Las Vegas, Texas. We do have really good bunch of instructors, expert levels. People have been trained by us during the years. The truth is that the even we have competitions that are experts of mine. But overall, there are good Krav Maga instructors in the U.S. There are very good instructors affiliated with us. And unfortunately, there are imitators and fake instructors who just use the name Krav Maga and do not teach Krav Maga. That's, of course, a shame and a problem.
But well, that just goes to show the success of the style of self-defense when people start to rip you off. No one rips off a loser. They only rip off a winner.
Definitely, right. I agree with you.
So, women tend to be those preyed upon most often. It sounds to me like Krav Maga would provide women with the best self-defense alternative. So if a woman wanted to sign up with Krav Maga, she was an average woman. She's not very physically adept. How long would she train at Krav Maga, you think, in order to acquire enough techniques and information and physical abilities to actually maybe fend off an average attack?
Yeah, maybe I'll say a few words before that, before exactly answering. Krav Maga is taking you in the line of mental, technical, tactical, and physical training. When we look at the average woman, she's smaller, shorter, lighter, weaker than the average woman. And the average man has to be stronger 2 to 3 times more than the average woman. So look at this. Maybe I can give you an example of the line completely. From the Secret Service, if somebody got close to president, all the circles, all the teams, everything were failed. So all the intelligence, prevention mode, everything failed if somebody is getting close to the president. With a woman, would she try to fight an aggressor? Definitely the answer is no. She would try to assassinate him, maybe yes, but not to fight with him. The mentality should be different. And that's first of all, or maybe the last thing. The initial, of course, is not to get into the trouble, not to be in a situation that you are in danger. You can compare this to a man who is fighting 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 people that are stronger or the same level as him fight 3 people. That's, a woman needs to fight 1 man who is 3 times stronger than her, something like that. So women has better intuition. They can surprise better. The risk analysis when we look at what women are facing, so it's domestic violence, which is horrible and very problematic. It's stalking. It's different type of robberies, different type of sexual harassment and sexual attacks. These are the main things. So the moment a woman starts to train, by the way, this has been, surveys and checks about this towards serial rapists, serial attackers, serial criminals. They choose the same victim. So 90% of them more or less choose more or less the 90% of the same victim. So the moment a woman or a man start training, the confidence changes, the ability changes, the posture changes, the way the person carries himself or herself changes. So then they do, then they stop being attractive to the criminal or to the attacker. They broadcast something different. So the moment a woman is enrolling into training, definitely she will get the best tools to use, but also to, in order to prevent, not only to hurt and to strike and to move away from danger. But the moment she has got these tools, then she got the confidence, she got better fit, the mindset is different, she sees the world a little bit different, she can identify problems, she knows problems more, she's been training about fixing problems and avoiding problems. So overall, she'll be in a different state of mind and a different physical state. So she'll be facing less problems and be able to solve more of them.
Okay. When someone signs up with a Krav Maga coach that they find on your website here in the United States, since 80% of our audience is actually here in the United States, how much money do you think they should plan on spending on lessons? Is there a rule of thumb on what it could cost? People always, you know, budget conscious, and so before they will step forward sometimes and research this, they want to make sure that it's not something that is too expensive.
Yes, I would say that we are similar to other martial arts, more or less. So depending on the area, the region, the city, I would say it's something between $100 and $200 per month. And that's, again, depending on the club. Some clubs offer two times a week training. Some offer every day. In some clubs, you can join more classes in a day. So overall, I would say we are not expensive compared to other styles, but I can say that we worth a lot. So we definitely worth much more than we cost. This is for sure.
And do you ever come to the United States, Eyal?
I come to the United States 4 or 5 times a year. Usually it will be with the education of instructors, with conducting camps and seminars and things like this. By the way, the day after tomorrow, I'm flying to the U.S. I've been in Vegas for a week. We have there mental conditioning and combat mindset instructor course or specialist course. This is something that is focusing on the mental preparation of a combatant, of a person. This is mainly for people either from the law enforcement, the military, the martial art instructors, the black belts, and of course our KMG instructors. So this is what it caters for. From so many events. No, this one will be afterwards in Germany. I'm sorry. I'm flying tomorrow, day after tomorrow on Friday. But I'm working with our national team, those who are representing us, let's say the spirit of KMG in the U.S., and they are assisting in instructors and giving seminars and testing. And after that, I will have a camp of 3 days for different levels in the system.
Let's do this.
Anyway, the way we are graded in the system is of professional levels, graduate levels, and expert levels. These are what we have in the system as the curriculum.
Let's do this. I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want you to tell people, you said there's another website people can visit. We'll talk about that. And also, what should they go and start looking at the website if they are interested in learning more about finding an instructor? How do they locate an instructor on the website? We'll talk about that when we come back. We're talking with Eyal Yanilov about Krav Maga. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
We're talking with Eyal Yanilov. We're talking about Krav Maga, a very effective, very expeditious, very beneficial self-defense style developed by the Israelis. And it's something that everybody should look into because it's a, for those of us who are busy and we don't have time to waste time, if you want a self-defense style, this is it. This is the one that will allow you to fend off an attack. If people go to the website krav-maga.com. Where should they start in an effort to look for someone in their area that they can work with?
So we have locations, and the location there is the USA and Canada link. Going there, and one can find the different, let's say, clubs that we have in the U.S.
Do they contact the club through your website, or do they then have to go to the club's website?
They will go to the club website.
A lot of people are intimidated to start. Yeah. A lot of people are intimidated to begin a self-defense course because they fear that they are not in a physically fit condition. Everyone else there will be much more advanced. What do you say to people when they say, you know, I want to learn about this, but I'm afraid to take that first class?
Yes, it's of course, it's natural, and it's in a way intimidating, or in a way, uncomfortable. You're coming to an environment and surrounding that you do not know the people, and it's related to violence. But I can assure you that we have been educating the instructors very thoroughly, and we've been doing this for, let's say, over 50 years. And a person who is coming will to a club will find a very supportive group, a very supportive instructor, somebody whose interest is to teach the person how to save his life, not how to compete, and know how to not to get medals, or not how to get belts, but how to save lives. So the point of view is a supportive one. The point of view is, hey, come on, because you are living in a bit of a dangerous society, and you are feeling stressed, and you are feeling uncomfortable, and you have got less of confidence. Hey, I'm here to assist and to bring you to a higher level. That's the idea. Now, many people would prefer to go to watch first a lesson. I definitely suggest for people to do this because they will see the environment, they will see the mood in the class, in the training. Maybe they'll be able to connect more with one instructor or with another instructor. So it's worthwhile going and looking and sitting by the side, talking with the instructor before or after the lesson, getting impressions from the attitude, both off the mat and on the mat. And look, we have a few thousands of instructors that are connected with us around the world. We have got tens of thousands of people. Nobody was born Krav Maga expert. Everybody started from the beginning. So, go ahead. This is the people. You need to train for the mindset, for the physical fitness, for the club, for the bonding with people, with other people that are good people.
Did I understand you to say earlier in the show that Krav Maga is the style of self-defense or hand-to-hand combat that's actually used by the Israeli army, or did someone else tell me that?
No, I said this in the beginning. Yeah. That's the origin of the system. But also I said that since 1964, so over 50 years, we are in the civil line.
Very good.
And so there we have been educating people from all ages. We even have a program, not even, we have programs for kids and we have programs for women. And we have the regular training side by side with the programs for the law enforcement, the military, the special forces. So we are definitely working in different directions. By the way, if people would like to get an impression from what we do according to subject and according to levels, to grades, like practitioner levels and the graduate levels and the expert, or some of the expert levels, we do have an online learning site. It's called maxkravmaga.com. MAX, yes, maxkravmaga.com, in one line, in one word. And there we are presenting the techniques, the tactics, some of the training methods. And people, I can also say that people really can completely study from the site, but it's very strong support the moment you are doing something, whether it's Krav Maga or some other style. The moment you're doing something, you get an idea, and the tactical thinking together with the techniques and the principles, it's very supportive and very important to those who are doing something. So maxkrav.com is another tool for you to evaluate what you're doing, to value what you're doing, and to check if, you know, the instructor that you are checking, is he real or is he a pretender? So this is also a good tool to use.
There's an old saying, necessity is the mother of invention. Have you ever heard of that saying, Eyal?
There's
an old saying here in the United States that necessity is the mother of invention. And the reason...
It's definitely true about Krav Maga.
Yes, because because the Israeli people had to find an efficient, expeditious way to protect themselves and their families, and hence Krav Maga was born of this. And this is why I say it is the best self-defense style that anyone can endeavor. Eyal, I want to thank you so much for making time to be on the show today.
My pleasure. Thank you from Israel. All the best.
I'm going to make Aliyah soon.
You're welcome. We'll start teaching you too.
Thank you. Take care. All right, so we're going to end the show here a little bit early today. I have to thank Dr. Jeff for the first half hour and his insights on how to shed body fat and maintain muscle mass. Don't forget to check out all of the All-American Pharmaceutical or All-American EFX products on superhumanradio.com. Don't forget to reach out to him and ask him your personal dietary questions as well. Look for the banner ad at the bottom of the right-hand side of the website with his picture. It says, Ask the Scientist. Ask him for your own personal requirements based on what he was talking about to help you with your diet. Also, thanks to Eyal Yanilov, two websites to give you, krav-maga.com. So it's krav-maga.com if you want to go and find a club in your area to train with. And then, of course, if you want to see firsthand how these individuals who have been trained, whether they're children, women, elderly, combat individuals, you see actual videos of them engaged in the self-defense style, go to Max, M-A-X, Krav, K-R-A-V, Maga, M-A-G-A, all one string, maxkravmaga.com. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.